of Chazara, which is that on Shabbos, if I have something that I want to return to the fire, what are the conditions that allow me to do it? I want to just make clear, there's really three sections of halachas here. There's Erev Shabbos, there are halachas on Erev Shabbos also, even though it's not Shabbos yet. When am I allowed to leave on an open fire? That's called Shehiya. Shehiya means pausing, leaving. To leave the food on an open fire. Then there's the halachas of Chazara, which means something which was on the fire. When Shabbos started, it was on the fire, and I removed it from the fire. Now I want to return it to the fire. And then we have the third set of halachas, which is what's called an asin al chatchila, something that wasn't on the fire at all. I want to take the fully baked challah out of the freezer, or a kugel that's fully cooked, obviously, on Shabbos, and now warm it up. How can I warm it up according to halacha? So last week we were discussing chazara, something which was on the fire when Shabbos started. Now I took it off the fire. I took the pot of chalent off the fire. Now I want to return it to the fire, or the soup, or whatever it may be. When am I allowed to return it? So we said, of course, it has to be still fully cooked, which means by a liquid it has to still be hot, or by a solid. It's better to be at least warm, but even if it cooled off, as long as it was fully cooked, I can return it with certain conditions, which is that the fire has to be covered. If it's a gas range, so then you put on what we call a blech. And when I take it off, l'chatchila, the best way is that I should have dust, I'm going to return it. And if possible, hold on to the pot while you're dishing out whatever you're taking out of it, and then return it to the covered fire. If it's a hot plate, so by chazara, specifically by chazara, if it's a hot plate, then the hot plate does not need to be covered, but still you should fulfill the other tonight. It obviously has to be fully cooked, and you should have dust to return it and hold on to it when you take it off. Shehiya is Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, when am I allowed to leave on the fire? Why the Chazal make dinim on Erev Shabbos if it's not Shabbos yet? Because back in the days, their fires were made with coals, and when the fire would start going down, like when you're making a barbecue, you wave it, you move around the coals to get it going, to get more heat. So Chazal were worried that Shabbos food is important to you, and therefore, if as Shabbos is coming in, you see your food's not cooked as much as you would like it to be, or on Shabbos itself, you may come to stoke the coals to make it cook quicker, so that it'll be ready for your suda tonight. Therefore, Chazal said that if the food is already half cooked, or some hold even a third cooked, when Shabbos is starting, then we're not worried that you're going to come to stoke the coals, because it's enough cooked that you find that it will cook enough by the time you eat your suda, which will be an hour or two from now. So therefore, if I have something which is not fully cooked, or it's not half cooked, so what do I need to do? Over here, I need to, again, cover the fire. If it's a gas range, I need to put a blech on it, and then leave the food on the gas range. By something which is liquidy, fully cooked means it's boiled. So if it hasn't boiled yet, I would need a blech. Comes to a hot plate, over there, you do not need a blech. I can leave on whatever, even if it's not fully cooked, I can still leave it on without a blech. Okay, we'll discuss more din, and we'll get to Nesin al-Khatkhilos and Mitzvah in the upcoming weeks. Have a good Shabbos.